Simon Shin Zain, Moirai Veraboisai, Dine Shabbos Atluim Bedibu. We're continuing with Alochas, which is relating to the person's speech on Shabbos. This is slightly a different element though, which is V'dabe Dovo, Simon Shin Zain, Dine Shabbos Atluim Bedibu. Dovo, Shloi Dibucho Shal Shabbos, page 200 exactly. V'dabe Dovo, Shloi Dibucho Shal Shabbos, Ki Dibucho Shal Chol, your talking manner should be different on Shabbos than on weekdays. Therefore, you should talk differently on Shabbos than you talk on weekdays. Therefore, do not say on Shabbos, I'm going to do the following on weekdays. You may not say, I'm going to purchase tomorrow on Sunday, I'm going to purchase this item. Not only that, but even dvorim betelim, mundane and profane matters may not be discussed on Shabbos. Now let's see what the Mishnah Berurah adds to this in Sifkot Na'alef. Eselemoch, v'davki mudovo she'osu la'asoysoi b'Shabbos, v'afilu rak isod rabbonon. So you're not allowed to do something on Shabbos. You're going to do something tomorrow, which is also to do on Shabbos. So in other words, you're not to say, I'm going to buy tomorrow this item. Because buying on Shabbos is also. You're not going to say, I'm going to write tomorrow the following. Because writing on Shabbos is also. So you may not discuss and speak and talk about something on Shabbos, which you're going to do the next day, if this thing that you're going to do is something which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. V'yeshe kosvus on right, that feel it dvar mitzvah, even a mitzvah purpose, kegoin, such as ksivas, sefer Torah, even if you are going to say, I'm going to write tomorrow, I'm a sofer, and I'm going to write tomorrow a sefer Torah, which is a mitzvah, nevertheless you're not allowed to do that because writing on Shabbos is also. So therefore, even if it is for a mitzvah purpose, you know, I'm going to write a sefer, it's not like I say, tomorrow I'm going to write a sefer Torah, because writing on Shabbos is also, even if it's for a mitzvah purpose. Also, loyma eselemocha. Avol beli rabbe, v'chem b'ma amamotche, v'bieke yosef cholkim aleim, v'sobim kol dvar mitzvah shori. And the amamotche says, no, if it's for a mitzvah purpose, it is permitted. Mikromokum noch atchil lachmir, k'shein tzorech lezeh b'diburu hayoim. So, there is poiskim who say that, no, for mitzvah purpose, like in the instance of the sefer Torah, some say that it is permitted, but the consensus of the poiskim is to be stringent and not to allow talking about a mitzvah purpose, if it's a melacha matter. Now, what happens if it's something that you're going to be concerned that you're not going to end up doing? So let's say it's a mitzvah purpose, and you want to write out a certain check for tzedakah. You want to write out a certain check. You decide that, you know what, this is such a beautiful shul that I daven to. I want to give a proper donation. You decide on. Now you know that if you're going to say to somebody, you're going to tell your wife, or you're going to tell your friend, you're going to say, no, I'm going to give out a £50 check for this shul, £100. I'm going to just, you know, this stock, this worthy cause, I'm going to commit to give £100 bli neder. So you know that if you're going to say it, to write out a check, obviously is something which is awesome. You know yourself, and you know by tomorrow, if you don't speak it out, you don't verbalize it, you're not gonna end up doing it. You know yourself. You know that you're gonna end up doing it. You know if you tell somebody about it, be it your chavusa, be it your wife, be it your friend, be it your kids, you're gonna say, you know, tomorrow I'm gonna give £100. If you say it, you're gonna end up doing it. If you don't say it, you're not gonna end up doing it. You know yourself already. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos or not? So we learned that, generally speaking, you're not allowed to speak about melacha on Shabbos. We said that for mitzvah purposes, machloikas. And we want machmir. What would be if you know you're not going to end up doing it unless you actually verbalize it? Yud? Muta? Mishnah Berurah agrees. Mishnah Berurah, bottom line, in page 200, says, V'misyare, if he's concerned, she's rashal b'dovod, he's going to stop doing it. He's not going to end up doing it. Oz le'kule alma, shor li'zuzu in afshei, and he's mutter to be mazariz himself. he's allowed to be mezaris himself to amira legavoya have a kineda, because it's like a neid, and he's allowed to do that. So for mitzvah purpose, if you know it's gonna help supporting you this matter, you're gonna be allowed to do that. But otherwise, you'd be also. Ramah continues. Uvnei Odom and people. Now we learned that dvorim betelim afilu besichas dvorim betelim also b'shabbes. So we learned first halacha that we learned is that to speak about something which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to speak about on Shabbos too. So don't say I'm going to drive. It's going to take me a few hours to drive. He's got all that. It's not allowed to speak about something which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Yeah. Then it's fine. Yeah. I think Mika, then it's Mutter. But giving stock is something which is inevitably problematic on Shabbos. But I think if you say, I'm going to go to, I think make it out in its mutter.
What happens if you went and brought up an aliyah? Don't you make
Mishberach?
Mishberach, and you're going to give something?
So that's very much based, you're right. The fact we're allowed to do that is because we encourage people to the mitzvahs and therefore, it's mutter. You can even, it's based on this. Now, the Shulchan Aruch continues, Dvorim Betelim also leharbos. You're not allowed to speak about lots of Dvorim Betelim. Dvorim Betelim Tzivkot and Beis says, Hainu she'ein bohem zeicha le'asiyas melach v'lasok n'tal. Dvorim Betelim is defined as someone which has no remembrance of business dealings. Just Dvorim Betelim. V'gam ein bohem divrei g'nai v'kaluzosh. It's not light-headed matters. It's just like part of the things. The Eve Lavochi Afilumat also, if it's Loshon Horas or Tivrei Gnai, light-headed things, you're obviously not allowed to speak about. It's just even Dvorim Betelim, which is not great content, it's not like, but some things you're allowed to speak about, just not overly indulge in those discussions. Ramah says, Uvnei Adam Shesipu Shmuz V'divei Chidushim O'Oinek Lahem. Bnei Adam, people, Shesipu Shmuz, that the conversation about rumors and happenings in the world, for divrei chidushim and news, who oniglam is great enjoyment for them. People enjoy hearing the news and the latest. Mota lesapo on b'Shabbos, allowed to hear them and discuss them on Shabbos. The latest, the news, k'moy b'chol, like on weekdays. That's only if you have a great enjoyment from it. Avol mi she'eino misanik, but somebody doesn't enjoy this. Hosa le'omrom, you're not allowed to discuss k'dishis anik b'hem chaveiroi. So if you personally don't enjoy the news and the latest, you don't enjoy it. If you just want to give somebody else the enjoyment of discussion, that would be also. So again, if you have parva matters like the news, the latest, if there's nothing negative, no loshon hara, no gnus, no gnai involved, no nobody's cheshbon, just the latest, that will be permitted as long as you get enjoyment from it. You enjoy hearing it. But if you're not enjoying it, it means absolutely nothing to you. Who is now the latest president of Zimbabwe, and you don't really care about the weather if you don't really, pardon?
Sorry,
Timbuktu. Or if you actually, you are quite fair, you're quite okay to predict the weather in London as well. So if it's no particular benefit, you don't really care about it, it's not particularly interested to you, so then the halacha is that you're not allowed to discuss it, even if you want to be mehane somebody else, you know that he's interested in it, he wants to know what the weather is in Manchester, he wants to just know for sure that it's raining, if that's benefit for him, and enjoyment for him, he wouldn't be allowed to discuss that. The Mishnah adds perhaps the obvious in Sifkot and Gimel, which is the last word of the first wide line. You're not allowed to discuss something on Shabbos which a person gets agony and pain from. To discuss something which causes somebody great agony is also on Shabbos. Don't tell somebody I never understand where people sometimes, to hear that so-and-so was nifta, to hear about, you don't do that on Shabbos, you just don't do that, and I know some Chassidim and Anshei Maaseh will even refrain from saying those news on Friday, from Chatzos onwards, you don't share, you know, some bad news. Cholila, on from Friday afterwards, you don't say. Generally, one should not, don't have to be, it's no mitzvah to be the mevasa, the person saying the bad news. You should try to, if you can, you don't have to be the one necessarily saying the bad news, generally speaking, but certainly not on Shabbos, which is also, and some chassidim on Shemais, Mishabu doesn't bring it, but I know that some people are makbid not to say from Friday Chatzos any bad news.
Somebody's relation,
isn't it?
He doesn't know yet.
You don't have to tell him.
Doesn't he have to know?
You don't have to tell him.
Tell him on Shabbos?
No. We're talking about somebody who's going to sit shiva or generally.
Sit shiva, for example.
You don't have to be the one telling him. Somebody, you don't have to be the one telling him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, the Mishabuim Tzif Katan Hey says something very interesting, that when he's allowed to speak about regular matters, if that's of interest, Tzif Katan Hey explains the Sapum Lav Mishach Chassidimi, it's no great Chassid, it's no great Maile to speak about mundane matters on Shabbos. Somebody's able to withhold himself and guard himself from speaking about any profane matters. Kodosh Yomaloi, he's on a very high Ruchnistika level, if he's able to refrain from talking about any of those things. Tzadikim and holy Eden, they don't speak about this at all. Shulidab Shabbos Filud Vorim Achichim Kimbalosh Nakodesh. Ta Yidin said the Mishtabuha, who are makbid to speak only Losh Nakodesh on Shabbos. Only Losh Nakodesh on Shabbos. Venira, and it appears, Shetamamu, it appears that the reasoning is, Lemig the Milzer, the reasoning is not to say sichab, not to say dvorim betelim, and that's why they refrain. They only speak loshna kodesh. Chen kosav or Eli Rabbe, and that's what Eli Rabbe says. Isa b'shlag kodesh, kibalti I heard. Hodam mekabel chaveru b'shabbes b'shachis. Shlag kodesh says he has a mesorah. That mesorah goes back hundreds of years. On Shabbos morning b'shachis, lo yoyim aloy kedech shem b'choil. To not say on Shabbos morning like you do on a regular day. Don't say good morning on Shabbos morning. Rak only Yemalo Shabbat Tava, only say good Shabbos. Don't say good morning, but say good Shabbos. Peloshen Kodesh, Oy Peloshen Chol Kemin Agin Ayoim. Either say Shabbat Tava in Aramaic, or good Shabbos, or Shabbat Shalom. Yeah, that's fine as well. Absolutely. Yeah, because in order to fulfill the words of the pasuk Zocha, you should remember as Yom Shabbos. So one should not say good morning, and I know that Mishabu doesn't mention that, but the minik, the well-established universal minik, is also not to say good night. You don't say good night, you don't say good tenacht on Friday night, you say good Shabbos. Mishabu doesn't bring it, but that's clearly what he means as well. That you don't say good night on Friday night, you'll say good Shabbos. Yeah. To goy, you probably, it's fine. You can try most of them in Edgeware. Most of them in Edgeware are familiar with the Shabbos, but yes. As to go, that's fine. Because yeah. There's a famous story of Reb Chaim Volozhin's brother Reb Zemele from Volozhin. He was a great tzaddik, and he was makbid takito to. He was makbid not only speak Loshna Kodesh on Shabbos. He would only speak Loshna Kodesh. He was very makbid, and famously once, when he was trying to cut the chalas, he was trying to make a brach on the amotzi on the chalas, and there was no salt on the table, so he said kilal, he didn't want to say zaltz. Normally in weekdays you say zaltz, you know, you need salt if there's no, but he didn't say, but he said the pasuk kilal lechem levad yichi adam, the pasuk that, you know, a person kilal lechem levad yichi adam, the pasuk that says that person is not, cannot live purely on bread. He said the pasuk, "Kilo alechem levad yichyodom." He said the pasuk, and indeed, many tzaddikim are makbid not to say. There's other tzaddikim in more recent generations also are makbid to speak Lashon HaKodesh only on Shabbos. As to whether that's practical for most of us, it's questionable at least. But I think at least the knowledge and awareness that one should be a little bit careful with one's speech on Shabbos. Yeah, but not to say good morning, but to say good Shabbos. That's universal minik. The poskim do mention here again to the point that we mentioned not such a long time ago with regards to good Shabbos, that there is a Rebbe Kveger that discusses saying good Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, and there is this great chiddush in Rebbe Kveger which we mentioned. Rebbe Kveger holds that if you say good Shabbos on Friday afternoon, you're already Kiddush, and therefore you've been Mekabel Shabbos already. So according to Rebbe Kveger, you should not say good Shabbos, because by saying good Shabbos you're Mekabel Shabbos already. Hence you wouldn't be able to drive to Shul. Hence you wouldn't be able to daven Mincha. Hence you wouldn't be able to do Melachas. And that's why many people are makpid to say good Erev Shabbos before they actually Mekabel Shabbos. And if somebody does that, then that's probably the background of it. But the truth is that if somebody is clear in his mind, he's got clear intention not to be Mekabel Shabbos, that will do the trick as well. The person says good Shabbos, he knows that obviously on Mekabel Shabbos that would do the trick as well. So that's with regards to Sif Kotnes, Sif Aleph and Shulchan Aruch. Sif Beis tells us also, let's go Peralim. A person allowed to hire workers on Shabbos. You're not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos. You go to the street, you say, do you mind to paint the house? Do you mind to fix this? To hire workers on Shabbos is also even for goyim. For a loyim alein yehudi, not only that, but even to tell a goy, liska loy payalim, to tell a goy to hire workers for him, b'shabbos, that's also. Afal pi although, she'ina yisrael tzorich lo yisrael melocha, although I don't need this work done and performed, elo only l'achar Shabbos, until after Shabbos, that's not, the point is not that you're going to do the work, they're going to do the work on Shabbos. No. The point is that to hire workers on Shabbos, that's also even if they're going to do the work after Shabbos. Shekol mashu also lasa is b'Shabbos, that everything which is, because everything you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, hosuloi malei nidu lasa isoi, you're not allowed to ask a goy, as we mentioned, you're not allowed to ask a goy to do something, even after Shabbos, if what you're asking him to do, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to ask, you're not allowed to hire a worker, say, do you mind to please paint my house tomorrow, on Sunday, because you're allowed to paint the house on Shabbos. Don't worry now, but you're allowed to ask a goy, do you mind to get me a worker to paint the house on Shabbos, on Sunday, because you're allowed to paint that, you're not allowed to do any work on Shabbos. So to ask somebody to hire, that's also. So that's all included in Vidabedavah. Also, and similarly, or maybe not so similarly, but also to ask somebody to do work on Shabbos, that's going to be also as well for a slightly different reason indeed. But to ask on Friday a worker to do work on Shabbos, that's also as well. But what you are allowed to do is if you've got a Goisha worker, you would be allowed to tell him on Sunday, yesterday, on Shabbos, yesterday, why didn't you clean up and why didn't you fix that in my house? Why didn't you do that? And we're talking about the conversation takes place on Sunday. Why yesterday did you not wash up or clean up or hoover my house? Why didn't you yesterday hoover my house? Why didn't you do the ironing yesterday? He'll understand that the implication of that is that next Shabbos he's meant to do that. So that would be okay. So again, you're not allowed to say on Shabbos to do the work on Sunday, and simply not to instruct clearly on Friday to do the work on Shabbos. But if you've got that indirect conversation on Sunday, that he'll imply and understand that next Shabbos he's meant to do that, that would be permitted. Pardon? Yeah, so hoovering is maybe not a good example. Yeah, so a good example would be what the Mishnah Berurah says. He brings a case of he brings the case of a candle case would be if he lights the candle. That's right. If you light the candle for the Eid on Shabbos, why didn't you light the candle for me on Shabbos? So that's Hanor. You're asking of Hanor. So yeah, you wouldn't be allowed to do that. This is not a good example. Yeah, something. Yeah, no, that's because of a different reason of Hanor. To extinguish would be a good example. To extinguish would be a better example then. Yeah, to extinguish. Why didn't you extinguish yesterday? It was light in the room. Why didn't you extinguish it when I wanted to go to bed? You didn't extinguish it. So that would be okay. There's no Hanor in that. Yeah, because it's indirect. Yeah. If it's tzorich mitzvah, but we are saying that even if it's not a tzorich mitzvah, it would be okay to do that. Sheev Gimel tells us the following. Also, litele in yudi mois me'erev Shabbos liknoi loy b'Shabbos. You are not allowed to give a goy coins, money on Friday liknoi loy b'Shabbos, that you should acquire, purchase, buy things for you on Shabbos. So don't give a goy money on Friday. Do you mind to on Shabbos? Is that good sale going on? Can you please buy me the items for me on Shabbos? You're allowed to ask a goy to buy for you on Shabbos. But you are allowed to tell him, knei la'atzmecha. You're allowed to tell the goy, you know, there's that real good sale going on where? There's a good sale going on in Harrods. And there's a good sale. You know, if you happen to find anything there which might be interesting for me, I might buy it off you next week. So, you're allowed to say, buy for yourself. If I need to, I will buy from you la'achar Shabbos, after Shabbos. So you're not allowed to directly instruct him, buy for me this item, to instruct him on Erev Shabbos, to buy for him on Shabbos. And that, by the way, that's relevant also for in bank transfers. If you've got a shutef, a partner, and you want him to, or somebody working, or an accountant, or somebody does work for you, to give him instructions to do a certain work for you on Shabbos, to instruct him directly to purchase, to buy shares or something like that on that particular day, to buy dafka on Shabbos. You're not to instruct him to do the melacha, to do this acquisition on Shabbos, but you'd be allowed to tell him, listen, I know this and this going on Shabbos. Buy for yourself. I might buy it off you on next week. There may be an understanding there that you're very likely to buy it off him. If he knows what you want, it's very likely that he understands what you want, then it's very likely you're actually going to buy it off him. But since that's just implied and it's indirect, that would be okay.
Well, you said it was like shares. So what happens if you gave instructions on a Friday morning to a broker or whatever to buy shares for you?
If he happens to buy it on Shabbos.
He might the transaction until maybe where it's not on the
Shabbos. Yeah, that's fine. As long as it's not clearly on Shabbos, that's fine. You don't have to assume that it's on Shabbos. You can assume he's going to do it on Friday.
Yeah.
Selling. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi, so we learned halachas of Dove Dover tonight. Once you speak on weekday in one way, on Shabbos, a different manner altogether. We said we're not allowed to say, I'm going to buy something tomorrow. I'm going to drive. I'm going to do something, which is a malacha to do. You're not allowed to say that you're going to do that melacha tomorrow if on Shabbos, although you're going to do it tomorrow, but to discuss and speak about something which is a melacha, you're not allowed to discuss that on Shabbos, although you're planning to do it on the next day. So that's for David Dover. Your discussion, your conversations on Shabbos should be different than on weekdays. We learned about Dvorim B'Teilim. We learned about Pava matters. So if you're enjoying it, and there's no harm to anybody, then you're allowed to do that. If you're not enjoying it, they don't bother speaking about it. We spoke about this, some Heilige Yidden who speak Lashon HaKodesh only. We spoke that it's an old and ancient minhag not to say good morning, but instead of that to say good Shabbos. We spoke about hiring workers on Shabbos is also, even if you're planning to give them the work on Sunday. And we also speak about instructing to purchase and to do business, to instruct somebody to do work after Shabbos. You're not allowed to instruct somebody to do, again, melachas on Shabbos, to be done after Shabbos. Good evening, Abayisai.